Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Falun Gong practitioners across the globe commemorate the April 25th peaceful protest. Taipei, Taiwan. Falun Gong practitioners hold large group exercise commemorating peaceful protest in Beijing 17 years ago. Shenyun leaves European audiences in awe and inspired. Previous torture victim in Liaoning arrested again for her belief in Falun Gong. Paralyzed in a mine collapse, man enjoys remarkable recovery years later. And Israel, lecture about organ harvesting in China at Epoch Times event in Tel Aviv. Now for the stories.
Falun Gong practitioners across the globe commemorate the April 25th peaceful protest. Last weekend, Falun Gong practitioners around the world held various events to commemorate the 17th anniversary of the April 25th peaceful protest that took place in 1999. Several events were held in North America, Australia, and France. New York, USA. In New York City, nearly 1,000 practitioners held group exercises and a candlelight vigil in front of the Chinese consulate on April 24th, calling for an end to the persecution. Ottawa, Canada. The event in Ottawa, Canada was held in front of the Chinese embassy on the night of April 25th. Sydney, Australia. Practitioners in Sydney, Australia held two events on April 24th and 25th in front of the City Hall and the Chinese Consulate, respectively. Melbourne, Australia. In Melbourne, practitioners held banners on Prince Bridge on April 25th, telling the public about the persecution and the peaceful resistance. At night, they held a candlelight vigil at the city square. Paris, France. Practitioners from Paris held a rally in front of the Chinese embassy on April 25th. At the rally, Mr. Tang Hanglong, chairman of the Falun Dafa Association in France, called upon the officials and the Chinese embassy to stop harassing practitioners.
Taipei, Taiwan. Falun Gong practitioners hold large group exercise commemorating peaceful protest in Beijing 17 years ago. More than 1,000 Falun Gong practitioners participated in a large group exercise at Taipei City Hall Square on April 24, 2016. The event was organized by the Taiwan Falun Dafa Association to commemorate the April 25th peaceful protest in Beijing 17 years ago and to call on the Chinese Communist Party to end the suppression. Shortly after, Falun Gong practitioners were illegally arrested in Tianjin, a major city near Beijing, in April 1999. Over 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners participated in a peaceful appeal in Beijing on April 25th. Jiang Zemin, head of the CCP at the time, ordered a ban on Falun Gong in July. The ban was followed by nationwide arrests, detentions, and torture of innocent practitioners. Practitioners in many regions around the world have since been holding events every year to raise awareness of the severe human rights violations. Several city councilors from both Taipei and Kaohsiung, the two largest cities in Taiwan, attended the event at Taipei City Hall Square on April 24th. Speaking out for justice, Chang Chinhua, president of the Taiwan Falun Dafa Association, said that then-Chinese Premier Zhu Rongji met with some practitioners during the appeal and addressed their request. She said, "This peaceful solution impressed Western society and international news media. However, Jiang nonetheless chose to suppress Falun Gong 3 months later. The atrocity has continued for the past 17 years and includes organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners, which is beyond imagination." Falun Gong practitioners are not the only victims of the totalitarian CCP regime. About 80 million Chinese died during the series of political campaigns launched by the party in the past few decades. More than 230 million Chinese have renounced their memberships in the CCP and its affiliated organizations since the publication of the Nine Commentaries on the Communist Party in 2004. She said that practitioners in Taiwan have joined efforts to end the persecution of Falun Gong in China and hold Jiang responsible for his crimes. "We must speak out for justice and we must stop the CCP's brutality," she said.
Shen Yun leaves European audiences in awe and inspired. The International Company of Shen Yun Performing Arts completed the 2016 European tour at the Palais de Congrès de Paris in Paris, France, on April 17, 2016. The tour started February 25th and lasted nearly 2 months. The company presented 34 shows to 14 cities in 10 countries. Many audience members highlighted the artistic perfection and spirituality exhibited in the performance. This is Music from Heaven. Philippe Brenham, director of the Théâtre de Nestlé, who attended the performance in Paris with his wife and two sons, said, "This is music from heaven. As a theater professional, I can only say everything was perfect." Shen Yun conveys a message of humanity and mercy from the spiritual world to save humanity. The artistic director is so great that I find almost no words to praise him, he added. Delightful and stimulating. What a marvel. The entire performance is fascinating, said composer, violinist, and pianist Lucas Medlam after seeing the performance in Vienna, Austria. Mr. Medlam said, "The music is delightful and stimulating. It is so refreshing to hear Shen Yun's music. It is based on old traditional musical forms and brings harmony to its audience. I was touched throughout the show and can only say that I experienced something magnificent tonight." Breathtaking. Gerlind von Spanbring, a professor of art and culture in Vienna, Austria, said, "I am so fortunate to see this breathtaking performance. It was so fascinating at times, I did not dare to breathe." She added, "This is the first time I have seen something this wonderful. Chinese culture is beautiful, and I regret that I had not studied it in the past." Shen Yun Performance Arts will continue its world tour with performances in Jeonju, South Korea, Montreal, Canada, Newark, New Jersey, and Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Previous torture victim in Liaoning arrested again for her belief in Falun Gong. A husband from Dandong City recently found his home in shambles and discovered a search warrant on the bed. He immediately realized that his wife had been arrested again for her faith in Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. Prior to her latest arrest, Ms. Song was twice given forced labor and sentenced to 5 years in prison for practicing Falun Gong. She was brutally tortured during each of her detentions. Her family worries that she may be tortured again for exercising her constitutional right to freedom of belief. Most recent detention. Police officers from the Yanbao District Police Department broke into and ransacked Ms. Song's apartment when the couple was away on April 12, 2016. The officers confiscated two copies of Juan Falun, an audio player, and posters and pictures related to Falun Gong. A search warrant without a signature or authorization was left on the bed. A formal detention warrant arrived in the mail 2 days later, but it did not specify where Ms. Song was being held. Ms. Song's family did not find out about her detention location until days later. For them, her latest arrest evoked memories of her past detentions. First detention and torture. Ms. Song went to Beijing to appeal for the right to practice Falun Gong after the persecution began in July 1999. She was arrested, taken back to Dandong City, and detained in the Dandong City Detention Center, where she was tortured for refusing to give up her belief. Tortured in Masanjia Forced Labor Camp. Ms. Song was transferred to the now-defunct Masanjia Forced Labor Camp in November 1999. Because she refused to renounce Falun Gong, she was tortured. She was released on October 20, 2001, then arrested again 1 month later. Because she attempted to do the Falun Gong exercises, the director of the detention center brutally beat her. Her arms and legs were cuffed so that she could not move, and the guards were instructed to beat her. She was transferred to Masanjia Forced Labor Camp in December 2001. Her arms were cuffed behind her back, she was handcuffed to a bed for many days, and her legs were tied with rope. She was not allowed to use the restroom. Ms. Song went on a hunger strike to protest the torture. Guards force-fed her with water containing mashed garlic and salt. The guards forced her to sit in a special iron chair designed to torture practitioners, with her hands cuffed behind her back and her feet tied to the chair legs. When Ms. Song was on the brink of death due to the torture, the guards called her family in the middle of the night and told them to pick her up. They forced the family to pay 7,000 yuan before releasing her.
Paralyzed in a mine collapse, man enjoys a remarkable recovery years later. I am a retired coal miner. I became paralyzed during a coal mine disaster in the 1980s. I lived a miserable life and felt disheartened until I started practicing Falun Gong in 1997. After I began practicing, my paralysis marvelously disappeared. I stood up again and have since been living a healthy life. I recall that our group of over 60 coal miners went down a tunnel to dig coal, working in groups of two. There were metal pillars supporting the top of the tunnel. We moved the metal pillars forward for safety after digging coal out. I tried to move a pillar, but it was stuck, even when I struck it with a hammer. My co-worker did not believe it. He grabbed my hammer and hit the pillar. At that moment, the tunnel collapsed. A large slab of rock, over 30 meters long, over 20 meters wide, and 14 meters tall, fell on us. The right half of my body was pinned by the rock. I passed out. I heard someone yelling when I regained consciousness. Other miners were rescuing us. They dug out the coal under my body and pulled me out carefully. The big rock was too heavy to be lifted, even with four hydraulic cranes. My co-worker was crushed under the rock and died in the accident. The incident caused one death and eight injuries. I was rushed to a hospital and diagnosed with compression fractures in my first, second, and third lumbar vertebrae. Surgery was conducted for over 8 hours to fix my spine with a steel plate. I was bedridden for over 6 months and could only walk with crutches after that. My wife was weak and my child was young. I was the sole provider for the family before becoming disabled. Their helpless looks made me feel disheartened, and I thought of death many times. My life was extremely miserable. I visited several large hospitals in Beijing and Tianjin. All the expert doctors had almost the same answer about my illness. No better treatment was available. I was in despair. I took medication daily and had infusions monthly. I lived in agony for years. I participated in a local group practice of Falun Gong in spring 1997. I practiced the exercises while sitting in a wheelchair. Gradually, I felt a warm flow in my legs and the pain in my back lessened, so I became more determined in practicing Falun Gong. Day in and day out, my health improved. Falun Gong gave me hope for a new life. I even started to control my hot temper and became a better person by following the Falun Gong principles. I was eventually able to stand up without needing crutches and able to live a normal life in 2000. I appreciate Master Li and Falun Gong for saving me. I now ride a bike and walk along the street to talk to people about Falun Gong and raise awareness about the persecution. I live a healthy and happy life.
Israel, lecture about organ harvesting in China at Epoch Times event in Tel Aviv. An Israel Epoch Times event devoted to different aspects of medical science was held on March 31, 2016, at Tel Aviv University. Leading Israeli medical specialists were among the guests. All 900 seats in the auditorium were filled, and many more people sat on the stairs and in the aisles. Professor Jacob Lavi, director of the Heart Transplantation Unit at one of the largest hospitals in Israel, spoke at the event about organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners in China. Professor Lavi, who is a member of the board of directors of Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, started by explaining Falun Gong and its principles. He then explained how he became aware of the organ harvesting crimes in China. A patient of his needed a heart transplant and went to China to get it. Lavi was puzzled by the possibility of getting a heart on a fixed day, 2 weeks ahead. He began investigating, which led to his learning about organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners, the largest group of prisoners of conscience in China. He subsequently joined efforts to raise awareness and help end this atrocity. Attendees after the event remarked that the speech about organ harvesting in China was eye-opening and very moving. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.